Listen and earn to the Profit Express with your host, Tim Healy. For over a decade, Tim has helped the Long Island business community create sales systems through sales system development, training, and coaching. Tim is also the president and owner of Healy Success Solutions. Get ready as we create big-time profits for your business today. Now, here's your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. You're invited to join me each and every week as we tackle the hottest stories, topics, and trends facing you. Today's entrepreneur, today's small business owner, right here on the Profit Express. So thank you for being on board listening today. And while you happen to be on Facebook, you can check out the show at the Profit Express. Give us a thumbs up. Let us know what you thought about the shows, the guests we're having, guests you'd love to have on the show. And of course, you can follow me and the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. Now, for today's bottom line benefit, which will be on around 6:40 today, I have a guest contributor, and she is Michelle Blum, who is a nutritionist and the founder of Nutrish Mish. Love the name of her company. And at Nutrish Mish, her mission is to change the way America eats. Now, that's a pretty big mission. And did you know you and I may be eating ingredients in our food today that's banned in other countries, but not in America? And maybe you should ask yourself, well, why? Well, Michelle is going to share what some of those ingredients are so you can look out for them, okay? But then more importantly, what are some of the negative effects they're having on your body? So don't go anywhere. And you'll certainly want to hear what Nutrish Mish, Michelle Blum, has to say at the Bottom Line Benefit at 6:45. Now, today, you're going to hear about two huge changes that have taken place in 2016 to how employees are being paid in America and here in New York. Now, the U.S. Department of Labor announced monumental changes to the overtime rule that will make over 4 million currently exempt employees now eligible for overtime pay later this year. You might think, wow, that's a great thing. Maybe, maybe not. So what does all this overtime rule change mean to you? Will you have a chance to make more money, or will employers now look for ways to limit your hours to avoid paying you overtime while shifting the workload to an exempt coworker? The implications to you and to your employers are potentially very far-reaching. And of course, let's not forget, in 2016, they also ushered in the new minimum wage law. Now, what kind of an impact is that going to have on hiring, on business expansion? So you're about to hear Rob Basso, who is the owner of Advantage Payroll. Now, Rob is a small business expert. He's a published author. He's a sought-after media personality. And Rob is the author of The Everyday Entrepreneur. And today, Rob and I are going to tackle what are these two big changes to minimum wage, number one, and overtime, and how they could affect you if you're an employee and or if you're a small business owner. And I think this is actually Rob's fourth appearance on the show, if I have my math right. So it's a pleasure to welcome you back, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tim. Thanks for having me. And I hope I'll be as exciting as some of your guests, like George Foreman. maybe he had more things, you know, very interesting to talk to him about. I'm hoping to save companies money, not spend anybody's money on your show today.
Well, hey, listen, you know, you might not have been a part of, you know, the Rumble in the Jungle, but, you know, I know you've got some exciting things that small business owners want to hear about. So that much I know.
Right.
So now, at the beginning of the year, there were 14 states, I think it was 14, that raised their minimum wages, lifting wages for, I think it was about 4.6 million workers across the country, and New York was one of those states. Now, Rob, many of your clients through Advantage Payroll are small businesses here on Long Island, of course. What impact have you seen, you know, talking to your clients directly when you're out, you know, networking? What's the conversation been about the impact on minimum wages?
Well, fortunately, I'm in a position where I get a chance to talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of business owners, and I also get to hear from employees, and I'm hearing mixed reviews. Obviously, from the employer side, while they think it's a good idea to have people have a better working wage, the problem is, how do they pay for it? Mm. And the challenge is, you know, raising the minimum wage to these small and medium-sized business owners that are just struggling coming out of a tough economy, the only two ways that that can happen is their profits can get cut, which is the complete opposite object of this show,
right.
And the other is to increase their rates to their customers to be able to pay for this. And I think what we're going to see in the local economy is increased prices for the goods and services that we buy because of the minimum wage hike. That one thing has nothing to do with the other, meaning, yes, that's, you know, that is the only thing that, that's going to happen, is it's going to either affect an employer in that way,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to end up losing clients because their prices are not competitive in the marketplace. And what is really good for the worker at the end of the day? I think there's going to be less employees hired than if the minimum wage was a little lower. So it really is a catch-22. You want people to have a working wage, but at what cost?
Well, it's so true because, I mean, you know, the conversation alone on this could go into many, many different ways. You know, people who have minimum wage jobs, you know, a lot of them happen to be in food services, which is typically where the conversation ends up. And, you know, are you really looking to support a family on a food service position, perhaps, on a minimum wage position?
Well, Tim, I mean, you bring up a really good point, and even if you look at the, like, for example, the fast food workers and some hospitality workers are treated a little different. Let's kind of concentrate on fast food workers.
Right, right.
In New York, in the city of New York, by basically 2018, the minimum wage is going to be $15.
Mm.
So you can just do general math in your own head. What is that Big Mac going to cost you? What is that meal deal going to cost you when you have to pay somebody $15 an hour to ring it up at a register? Other parts of the country have already started automating some of the fast food industry, where you go up to a kiosk, you plug it in,
yeah,
and basically you cut down on the number of employees. I think we're going to see more and more of this, especially in the New York area. I mean, Tim, let's get real. You and I do business here in the region. We're ranked 44th. In the most expensive place to do business in America. That is not really a resounding, you know, jump up and down and stand on your head stat that New Yorkers should be proud of.
Right.
We need to do better. And I think these minimum wage laws, you know, for anybody, are really going to be challenges for New York State.
So it starts at the federal level, and then, you know, states are electing when and how they're going to, you know,
correct,
as you mentioned, by New York by 2018 roughly will be at that 15, different states at different times. We have this, the minimum wage. We're going to talk about in a little while, you know, the overtime rule. And it seems, has the pendulum shifted where these legislations really are more employee focused as opposed to economy focused as a whole? What do you think?
The answer is yes. I think it's a clear indication and a marked change in the way that our government is moving. And the reality is, for a long time, employees have had a tremendous amount of rights, and that's what we pride ourselves in this country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I can completely appreciate it as a business owner. You know, I haven't been an employee in over 20 years, but I have lots of employees that work for my organization, and they keep my ear to the ground and keep it in reality, so I understand what it's like to be an employee in today's economy. And it's different than it was 20 years ago. It's different than it was 5 years ago. And I think that, for the most part, politicians, you know, whether that be Republican or Democrat, whether you're going to be voting for Hillary or for Trump,
mm-hmm.
Are going to have real difficulties rolling some of these changes back. I don't think there's any looking back. Once you make these changes, it's only going forward. It's not something that the legislation is going to come and say, well, we know we promised you $15 an hour. Now it's going to be $12 an hour. That's not going to happen. Reversal of this.
They're not going to, yeah, exactly. You can't promise that and then turn the hands back on that one. They'll be uprising in the streets. Now, I know you might have just mentioned it, but have you seen that hiring is slowed, or is it just the mention that it'll slower? It'll slow down.
There's been commentary and there's been chatter among my client base that they're going to find ways to hire part-time people, hire fewer people. Here's kind of a statistic from 2009 to now, mm-hmm. we've got an average increase over my client base, which is 3,000 small businesses on the island, mm-hmm. of about one or two checks per client. Now, that's not very good. You could make the argument that that should be between three and five. So we're going in a positive direction, meaning there is more hiring going on, but I think it should be a lot higher than it is.
The rate at which it's increasing is not where we need it to be.
That's my feeling.
Right, right. It's the Profit Express. We're talking about two huge changes to how employees are being paid here in America and even locally here in New York, and that is, of course, the minimum wage increase, which many of us know about. It's active in 14 states currently, as well as the overtime rule, which we're going to be getting into shortly. And I've invited back to the show Rob Basso, who's the owner of Advantage Payroll. He's a small business expert and author, published author of The Everyday Entrepreneur. And also, you have some pretty exciting news with Advantage Payroll. How many years in business this year? Or coming up, I should say.
We are celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
I can't believe we have all these special events going on. We got big functions promoting our 20th anniversary. And
right.
Big party for our staff and our great clients. And I can't believe I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and it's been great. And the most exciting part was really, you know, the fact that I've got long-term employees that have been with me the entire time, and that's what really makes it exciting, sharing this with other people.
Well, and also, you know, a nod to you if you have people who've been with you for the long haul. I mean, that's not easy. So you're doing something right there, Rob.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. I mean, we think we've got great managers and that do great hiring, and I hired people to do their job better than I could do it, and I let them do their jobs, and
good.
I think that's been the secret of our success. I am not a micromanager.
Sure. Well, hey, congrats on 20 years. That's certainly great news.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
And a great Long Island success story. So, I think it's by December, 2016, there'll be over 4 million Americans who will now be eligible for overtime. Another very big change. And is this, you know, another case of favoring worker as opposed to the economy?
Yeah, I think this is just exactly another situation like the overtime rule. I mean, you know, basically what the FLSA overtime exemption rule says is that anybody now that earns under $47,476 will be able to get overtime, which means to be paid time and a half for more than 40 hours worked. Now, that might not seem like a very large number in the New York area, but that's up from $23,660.
Right.
So it's nearly double.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to affect probably a quarter of a million to 280,000 businesses in New York, and potentially 140,000 employees on Long Island. So this is a pretty far-reaching change, and employers, again, are going to have to pony up. But, Tim, this is what I think is going to happen. I think they're going to hire more part-time people. I think they're going to change people's classifications. I think they're going to do what they need to do to keep their payrolls in line, because it is going to be a significant increase in cost in running their businesses. And last time I checked, business owners are in business to make profit. And with these type of rules and laws that change, it makes it hard to do that. And don't get me wrong, I'm very sympathetic to the average, you know, everyday worker, and I can understand it. But there has to be some fairness to the businesses that operate here in the region that make it impossible to make the profit that might be someplace else in the country. Long Island is a very expensive place to do work, and we've got enough problem with brain drain here.
I've done shows on the brain drain. That's how bad it is. But you know, you're absolutely right.
Item changes like this, you know, do make it hard for people to want to stay, business owners to stay in New York. Although this is a federal law, you can't quite get away from it. The truth of the matter is, it's expensive to do business here to begin with.
Well, as you said, the legislation went from those making $23,600, jumps up to $47,500, basically. And it opens up the window to, on Long Island, I think if I got that right, Rob, about 140,000 employees, which is not an insignificant number. And it's impacting how many businesses, did you say?
I think nationally we're at 7.4 million businesses.
Wow.
Which is an astronomical number. They're saying that employers are going to be paying close to $600 million more in wages over the year, which is a significant number. Even if you take it, you know, in account, that's a national number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is coming on the backs of small and medium sized business owners,
right?
Because that's the backbone of our economy.
Now,
not to mention, Tim, it's not just an increase in the wages. Some of their taxes are going to go up. For example, your federal unemployment tax and your New York State unemployment tax are wage-based. So the more wages that are earned, the more that you end up paying. Workers' compensation is paid by a rate per 100, depending on your job characteristic. Workers' compensation rates are going to go up. So this is not just a wage increase to folks that may need it. It's also a cost of doing business increase to the business owners here in the region.
I almost feel, this is just a sense that I'm getting, and maybe because, and you know, this isn't a political show, and we don't want to go down that road. But you know, you've got the presidential debates waging, and it's almost as if these legislations are, as I see it as a business owner, as the host of the Profit Express, kind of pitting the worker against the employer to a certain extent. And they're saying, well, hey, it's, you know, they make money, they have profits, you know, they owe us more. And that's kind of the sense, the feel that I'm getting, whether it's just, you know, it's in the chatter on social media or someone I've heard from other guests. And that, to me, is not a good thing, necessarily.
Tim, I couldn't agree more. And it doesn't matter Republican or Democrat. This is what's going on right now. And here's an example. You know, you take a politician and have them pretend they're a business owner for a day. And let's say you have somebody that's working for the organization that makes $50,000 a year, and they've been with you for 10 years.
Right.
And you have a junior person that makes $40,000 a year. You might need to bring that junior person up to $47,000. That's only $3,000 less than what somebody's been working you for 10 years. What signal does that send to your staff? And don't you think that person that's making $50,000 that's been there a decade is going to have a problem with his junior getting a raise to $47,000? And let me tell you, people aren't supposed to talk about wages in the workplace, but they do. It's called wage compression, and this is going to be a serious problem, and employers are going to have to deal with it. And I think any politician that's sat in the seat as a small business owner realizes these are the types of things that they're going to be dealing with. It's not just extra money that they're going to have to pay out or potentially reduce profits or increase prices. It's, you know, employee relations issues are going to be a nightmare in the next couple of years.
Well, think about it. It's going to breed animosity, because if you have a non-exempt and an exempt employee, and you have a project, maybe weekend work, for example, whatever it may be, and like you said, you're at that threshold, one's at 50, one's at just under 47, and like, well, I'll have my exempt do it, but they're not going to get overtime.
Yeah, 100%, and this is going to be rampant.
I can see that,
and
I can see that, you know, really ticking off quite a few people.
Yeah, I get a chance to talk to a lot of my clients on a weekly basis, and
right.
You know, the small business owners are quite up in arms about this, and even if personally they feel that some of these things are good for workers, they're challenged with how they're going to deal with this practically in their business.
Right. No, absolutely. And folks, it's the Profit Express. We're talking about two huge changes to the landscape of compensation here in America. Of course, it's minimum wage, which is a hot, hot topic, and the new overtime rule that I'm discussing with Rob Basso, owner of Advantage Payroll, celebrating their 20th year in business here on Long Island, which is a great local success story. Rob, do you have some time to stick around?
Sure.
Okay. Up next, we'll be talking about the various other elements of the workplace, things like telecommuting and how they may be impacted by the overtime rules, right here on the Profit Express.